Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 13th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., NYSE-SRFM 2025 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. for the 2025 Q2, reporting revenue of $27.4 million exceeding guidance. The company's performance reflects improved airline operations, optimization of the on-demand segment, and growth in the Surf OS software platform. Strategic capital actions include raising $44.7 million in equity and deleveraging convertible notes. Air mobility operations saw gains, with on-time metrics improving by over 20% YY. The company renewed contracts in Hawaii and invested in fleet refurbishment. The Surf OS platform includes Broker OS, Operator OS, and Owner OS, with new LOI agreements signed. SRFM remains at the forefront of aviation electrification, with a program for the Cessna Caravan. Management is confident in reaching targeted revenue of $100 million for FY25 and positive Adjusted EBITDA by year-end. Valuation places SRFM at a range of 5.50 to 8.90 with a midpoint of $7.20.
Forian Inc. announces second quarter 2025 financial results. Forian Inc., a leading provider of data science-driven information and analytics solutions to the life science, healthcare, and financial services industries, announced their second quarter 2025 financial results. Revenue for the quarter was $7.5 million, a 56% increase from the prior year. Net income was $0.2 million, compared to a net loss of $2.6 million in the prior year. Adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was $0.6 million, compared to $0.1 million in the prior year. Forian continues to focus on organic and strategic investments to strengthen their platform and enhance the value they deliver across the healthcare ecosystem. The company also reaffirmed their full-year 2025 outlook, with revenue expected to be in the range of $28 to $30 million and adjusted EBITDA expected to be in the range of negative $1.0 to positive $1.0 million.
Q&A with Chris Beavers, CEO of NetBox Labs, modernizing the plumbing behind today's digital infrastructure. NetBox Labs, led by CEO Chris Beavers, is modernizing digital infrastructure management. With $35 million in Series B funding, the company is scaling its product to meet rising demand. NetBox helps organizations model, manage, and automate complex infrastructure, from AI data centers to global networks. Beavers explains the need for a modern system of record in a world where traditional tools are failing. NetBox serves a range of customers, from hyperscalers to government agencies, providing a single source of truth for infrastructure management. The increasing complexity of infrastructure, from AI clouds to legacy networks, is driving demand for scalable and reliable management solutions. NetBox's open source roots create a strong community and distribution model, allowing the company to offer trusted software with commercial support. The long-term vision for NetBox Labs is to define the future of infrastructure management and provide clarity and control to engineering teams worldwide.
Cetera reaffirms its position as a market leader in AI-driven hybrid cloud file services. Cetera, a leader in integrated data intelligence, has been named a leader and fast mover in the 2025 GigaOm Radar for globally distributed file systems for the fifth consecutive year. Additionally, Cetera was recognized on the Frost Radar Hybrid Cloud Storage 2025 as an innovation leader with the most security certifications. Cetera's intelligent data platform unifies unstructured data across edge, core, and cloud environments, providing global file system access for AI workloads. With robust security features like role-based access control, encryption, and ransomware protection, Cetera excels in security and compliance. GigaOm and Frost & Sullivan praise Terra for its hybrid cloud solutions, active data protection, and AI-centric innovations, positioning the company as a leader in the industry for growth and innovation.
Rent Redeye makes 2025 Inc. 5000 list for second consecutive year. Rent Redeye, the fastest growing property management software for smart real estate investors, has made the prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the second consecutive year, ranking number 71 nationally among software companies and number 58 in New York. Rent Ready continues to lead in the prop tech space. CEO Ryan Barone expressed pride in the company's growth, attributing it to customer trust and team dedication. RentReady's innovative features and partnerships have driven its success, including accelerated payments, payment flexibility for tenants, a custom website builder, and landlord tools. The platform's measurable outcomes show real financial impact, with high rates of on-time rent payments and credit score improvements. RentReady's all-in-one solution benefits landlords and tenants alike, streamlining operations and improving the rental experience for all parties involved.
Investor news breaks: D. Boral ARK acquisition iCorp, NASDAQ B, closes $250 million IPO. D. Boral ARK acquisition iCorp, NERU, has closed its $250 million IPO, offering 25 million units at $10 each. Each unit includes one Class A ordinary share and one half of one redeemable public warrant. The shares and warrants are set to trade on NASDAQ under BCAR RW. Underwriters have an option to purchase an additional 3.75 million units, potentially raising total proceeds to $287.5 million. Funds will be used for a business combination. D. Boral Capital LLC acted as the sole book-running manager for the offering. For more information, visit dboralcapital.com.
Amplify Health and Home Care Hub, pioneer new model for patient care. Amplify Health and Home Care Hub are teaming up to revolutionize patient care through an innovative model called Transitional Placement Services, TPS. This partnership, set to launch in fall 2025, aims to address the challenges of the silver tsunami of aging populations. TPS ensures patients receive high-quality care and support as they transition from hospitals to the community. By leveraging technology and expertise, the collaboration between Amplify Health and Home Care Hub will enhance patient care, reduce burden on hospital staff, improve cost efficiency, and pave the way for a more effective approach to post-acute care. The TPS model is scalable and replicable, offering hope and practical solutions to the pressing challenges in the healthcare industry.
Emburse named to 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in the U.S. Emburse, a leader in expense intelligence, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in the U.S., ranking number 485 in software companies. This marks Emburse's third consecutive year on the list, showcasing their strong growth and momentum. CEO Marn Martin emphasized the company's commitment to reimagining finance operations with innovative AI technology and predictive automation. Emburse's focus on expense intelligence sets them apart, transforming finance teams into growth enablers. With a mission-driven culture, AI-powered platform, loyal customer base, and dedication to smarter finance solutions, Emburse continues to lead the way in the industry. For more information, visit emburse.com. Arlington Capital Partners forms Numo, a leader in government modernization. Arlington Capital Partners has formed Numo, a new leader in integrated software and payment solutions for local, state, and federal governments. Numo was created through the merger of Avenue Insights and Analytics and Intellectual Technology, Inc., along with the acquisition of GovOS. With a focus on modernizing operations and improving services, Numo offers cloud-based solutions for public administration, DMV, revenue compliance, justice, and integrated payments. Led by CEO Paul Colangelo, Numo aims to enhance trust, efficiency, and convenience in government interactions. The company's name reflects its commitment to driving progress and innovation in government technology, with a customer base of over 4,500 government entities across North America. For more information, visit Numo.com.
Fortran Corporation announces second quarter earnings for 2025. Fortran Corporation, a telecommunication system integrator, has announced its second quarter earnings for 2025. CEO and President Kent Grier highlighted the strong performance, showcasing momentum in the telecommunications business. With a focus on AI services, Fortran aims to set new benchmarks within its operating companies. The company offers complex telecommunications solutions with a focus on cloud-based and AI services, including engineering, design, network services, sales, remote monitoring, and on-site service. For more information, contact Fortran Corporation at info@fortrancorp.com. .AI launches international deployment of its AI software and technology for the supply chain and logistics industry. .AI, a leader in asset intelligence technology, has announced its first international distribution partnership with Cantech Group in Australia. Cantech will serve as .AI's reseller and installation partner for their SaaS platform and Xayam IoT tracking technologies, offering clients real-time visibility and AI-powered insights. This collaboration combines Cantech's supply chain expertise with .AI's cutting-edge solutions, enhancing efficiency and security. .AI's solutions suite includes minimal infrastructure asset tracking, anomaly detection, and a scalable SaaS platform. This partnership sets a model for future international deployments, blending local expertise with transformative technology. With Cantech CTO completing strategic training with .AI, this partnership delivers a pathway to digital transformation for organizations seeking smarter asset intelligence solutions.
Japan unveils domestically made quantum computer. Researchers from the Center for Quantum Information and Quantum Biology, QIQB, at the University of Osaka, Japan, have unveiled a superconducting quantum computer made using local software and hardware. This quantum computer, launched on July 28, demonstrates Japan's commitment to self-reliance in the quantum computing sector. Joining other countries and companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., Japan's entry into the quantum computing space showcases the country's technological prowess.
EPA terminates Biden-era solar energy program worth $7 billion. The EPA has terminated a $7 billion solar energy program, Solar for All, created under President Joe Biden to help low-income households. The program aimed to support over 900,000 homes with projects like rooftop solar systems. Industry firms like PowerBank Corporation are affected by this decision. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, offering various services to reach target markets and enhance corporate communications. Investor News Breaks, Vivacore Inc. by VK, names Kimberly Hawley CFO and Les Patterson COO to drive growth and operational excellence. Vivacore Inc. has appointed Kimberly Hawley as EVP, Chief Financial Officer and Treasurer, and Les Patterson as EVP and Chief Operating Officer. Hawley, a 25-year finance veteran, will focus on financial discipline and long-term strategy alignment, while Patterson, with over 30 years in oil and gas operations, will accelerate revenue growth and scale operations. These appointments strengthen leadership as Vivacore advances its operational and growth plans in the energy sector. Investor News Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp., NASKYX, posts record Q2 revenue, expands smart home deployments in major U.S. and global projects. SKYX Platforms Corp., a platform technology company, recently reported record second quarter revenue of $23.1 million, up from $20.1 million in the first quarter. Gross profit rose 23% to $7 million, with gross margin improving to 30.3%. The company ended the quarter with $15.7 million in cash and equivalents. Recent developments include collaborations with major U.S. and global projects, such as a $3 billion smart city project in Miami's Little River District. SKYX also has new sales and marketing agreements with global companies like Parrot Uncle and expanded partnerships with Home Depot, Wayfair, and others. The company is planning additional deployments with various partners and has secured a $15 million financing round. For more information, Visit the company's website at skyplug.com.
Investor news breaks. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, strengthens balance sheet, expands HQ, reports Q2 2025 results. Knightscope Inc. reported second quarter 2025 revenue of $2.7 million with a gross loss of $0.9 million. Operating expenses fell 14% to $5.4 million, resulting in a net loss of $6.3 million. Cash and equivalents rose to $8.2 million at quarter end, with $24.2 million on hand as of August 8, 2025. Recent milestones include full repayment of a $3 million senior secured note, expanding headquarters in Sunnyvale, Calif., and growing recurring service revenue by 7% year over year. Knightscope continues to invest in its K7 platform, AI analytics, and next-generation products, aiming to transform public safety with cutting-edge robotics and AI technologies. Learn more about Knightscope at w.knightscope.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.